I am barefoot, my absolute favorite thing. I reach down with one toe, just my big toe, to give us the barest little push to keep the swing going. I feel tiny grains of dirt on the porch floor as my toe kisses against them. The extra length of the swing's chain clanks against the chain that supports the swing, hanging taut from the porch ceiling. How long has this swing been here? We have never once had to fix it, or adjust it, or anything. Not like the old wooden swing outside, with its long ropes hanging from a high, sturdy branch of the giant pine. We have had to fix that swing a million times. My father would drag out the extension ladder to replace the rope and raise it to very near its full, tottery height to replace the swing's cord. Despite the density and girth of the rope's tight braids, over time, the cables would begin to gray, then blacken as mold crept its way through the thickness. At some point, the mold turned to rot. The rot ate its way through, one strand at a time. We knew to sit cautiously, gingerly onto the seat of the swing, lest it be the moment when the last thread of the rotten rope broke and we were destined to end up plunged into the bed of pine needles blanketing the ground. Then, my father on the ladder again. But the porch swing has never broken. I toss my head back and look up at the ceiling bolts that hold the swing in place. Ancient and painted over so many times. The barest hints of pale orange rust beginning to leak through the pigment. The thought of the bolt's strength, their endurance, amazes me and makes me tired, exhausted. The strain of years upon years of holding up the weight of human beings. I twirl the extra chain through my fingers. I clunk it against the taut chain that is doing the work of holding us up. I look over at you, my Eddie. A line of sweat is just beginning to break out in the crease of your neck. I want to capture the expression on your face and put it in a jar. I want to carry the jar around with me.